Come in.
Rebbe!
What is it, Haiku?
Oi, Rebbe, I just came from Nassen's house. He asked that Rebbe please come to his house at once.
Oi, vey. What happened?
It seems that he has taken a turn for the worse, and he wishes to speak to Rebbe.
Come, Haiku. Please walk me there. We will go together.
The year is 1765, Tof Kuf Chof Hei, almost 250 years ago. There was a city in northern France called Metz, where the great Goyin and Tzaddik, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Ginsberg Zeche Tzaddik Levracha, was the Rav. Rabbi Aryeh Leib is known to us as the Heilige Shagas Aryeh for the Sefer of Shailos HaTshuvos that he wrote, amongst other Heilige Svarim. On a cold, wintry afternoon, the Shagas Aryeh is being called to the house of Nosson, his faithful Shamus. Kinderlach, Nosson was always there to serve the Heilige Rav. But lately, Nosson hasn't been feeling well. The whole town was being mispowel for him, Nosson ben Sarah.
Nosson, I have brought the Rav. He is here. Rebbe?
Yes, Nosson. What is it that you needed me so urgently?
Rebbe, I hope that I served you and respected you enough all the years.
Nosson, please don't worry. You always showed kavod and you helped me whenever I needed.
Rebbe, I've never asked you for anything in return. For serving you.
Nosson, you have always assisted me and you never accepted any pay. What can I do for you? Is there something you want to ask me?
Rebbe, what's going to be with my Rafalika, my only son? Ever since his mother passed away, I have been taking care of him. But who will take care of him now? If something happens to me.
Nosson, we will make sure that he is taken care of. Don't worry.
But, Rebbe, if something happens, promise me that you will take care of my Rafael.
Nosson, it's the least I can do for you. I give you my word that I myself will take care of him if something happens to you. But Nosson, please rest. You need to get your koiches back.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Quietly, not to disturb the now sleeping Shamus, the Shagas Aryeh and his Gabbai Chaiko left Nosson's house. 2 days later, Nosson, the faithful Shamus of the Heilige Shagas Aryeh, was Nebuch Nifter. As he promised, the Shagas Aryeh brought young Rafal, who was only a small boy, 7 years old, into his house, and he began to be like a father to him. Of course, he gave him all that a child could need. He gave him clothes. He gave him all his food. He gave him all his snacks. But most of all, Kinderlach, the Shagas Aryeh taught him Torah. The Heilige Shagas Aryeh was Rafal's Rebbe. And having the Shagas Aryeh as a Rebbe was helping Rafal become a very, very Erlich Yid. All the Yidden in Metz were amazed how the Rav was taking care of young Rafal, even though the Shagas Aryeh was already an older man. The people enjoyed seeing the elderly Tzaddik hold Rafal's hand and care for him and watch over him like a father. The peddlers, the people that sold their wares in the marketplace, would stand and watch with big smiles on their faces.
Tomatoes, potatoes, peppers and pears, buy my fruit and you'll live long years. Tomatoes, potatoes, peppers and pears, buy my fruit and you'll live long years.
Tell me, how much for 2 peppers?
That's 4 copper coins.
Okay, are the carrots fresh?
Yes, they are. Just picked them up from the farm, just early this morning.
So, how much are 6 carrots and 9 onions?
That's 12 copper coins.
Okay, how much are 4 squashes?
That's 3 copper coins.
Okay, you know what? Give me 1 cucumber.
Did you say 1 cucumber?
Yes, I'm on a special diet.
Cinnamon! Brown, delicious, sweet, spicy, fluffy cinnamon for your chicken and chulen. Cinnamon! Brown, delicious. Oh, look, the heilige Shagasarje is walking with a sweet ochukulere folke. Such a nachis to see.
Tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, and pears. It's giving me chills down my ears. Wow, look how it's how the cares for little Rafal, like a father to a son.
I say it's more like a Zaidi to a grandson. So nice.